When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stick around on Fox FM. We'll be having an interview to talk all about the Swan Valley Sport Enhanced Fishing Enhancements Banquet this Saturday. We got with us a guest on the phone today with the Swan Valley Sport Fishing and Enhancements. We got Dwayne White. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning to you guys. You guys must get up earlier than we do in Manitoba. I haven't figured all those clocks work. Yeah. I got a good start to the day, but I saw some bright thing. I don't know what it is in the sky there.
That'd be the sun.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I don't usually see it.
Hard to see, yeah.
Yeah, off to a good start and a good day to be outside and maybe be out doing some fishing. And of course, one of the great things that you can get doing here now that spring has arrived, and it's time already. It seems like it hasn't been a year, but the 37th annual Swan Valley Sport Fish Enhancement Banquet Membership Supper coming up this Saturday night at the Swan River Curling Rink.
I think I have one word to describe it, would be fun. It's just a fun, fun evening. The meal is off the wall. All the walleye you can eat, all night long. We'll keep cooking smoked fish. We do a couple of three or four pork loins. The dinner is exemplary.
Oh, it is so good. I say it every year. It is the best fish you will eat anywhere. I don't know what they put in that recipe for the batter, but it is just, oh my gosh. So
it's a
good
secret.
So, Dwayne, besides the food, what else can people expect going on?
Well, one, you eat whenever you want. We don't have a set time to sit down. You can go back and forth as often as you want. But we have a live auction. We have a silent auction. We have games of chance. You can race fish, for example. Sometimes the fish win. Sometimes it goes halfway down the raceway, turns around and goes back. They don't listen very well, but that's fun. We have all sorts of games like that. We do the boat auction. We've got a $20,000 boat. We'll be pulling the ticket. No sense buying any more because I bought one. Ah. I'm kidding, of course. Displays. We brought in the AIS people, the Aquatic Invasive Species people out of Winnipeg, because that's a big concern for a freshwater world, and we think it's important to do that, to explain what's happening there.
Yeah, and of course, the money being raised through the banquet, it all goes to support the work of Swan Valley Sport Fish Enhancement. You guys do a lot of different things throughout the year.
Well, thank you for saying that. I forgot about that part. So we'll probably net $20,000, and the money, for example, right now we're doing the AIS research. We're doing lake assessments. We want to find better lakes, more lakes we can put fish in. In the winter, we do dissolved oxygen tests. We do a pike removal on Glad Lake, and we remove those animals alive. We move them to another lake. We don't kill them, and we're stocking Arctic char in there. We've got a musky lake. There are now mass angler musky in the Duck Mountains, just south of Swan River. That's the only place that I know of in Manitoba, and people are flocking from all the provinces and the states to chase those animals. It's catch and release. We don't allow any fishing there in the winter, so that's a big deal. We do habitat enhancement. We transfer walleye out of a lake and move them to lakes that are short of walleye. We bring those animals in at 12 to 15 inches long, so that's labor-intensive. We do fish camps. We encourage children to come. We teach them how to start a fire, how to set camp, identify fish, catch fish, release fish. I have a bursary for kids going to university. And that doesn't happen, of course, without the Freshwater Fish and Wildlife Management Program, the FWEF. Volunteers, we have 40 people cooking. They buy tickets. We say you don't need to buy a ticket. Corporate people are unbelievable. Our two technicians, Brock and Holly, Brock Kutecki and Holly Urban, are key people and all. They coordinate so much of this. And Phil Yakulashnik, the guy you're going to need his name and number shortly, he's got all our tickets now, and he coordinates the dinner as a whole. So if you're looking for dinner tickets, I'm hoping there's some. With this rain which we're getting, our farmers are, they love to support us, of course, but now they're shut down, so with the big influx of farmers coming in. So if you're looking for a ticket, it's at 204-731-4321, and that's Phil Yakulashnik. I'm optimistic there'll be a few left, but it'll be sold out, and that's good for us. It sells out every year. And you're a big part of that, Reader. You're the MC guy, and you make a lot of stuff happen, lots of laughs. If you come with a, you'll go home with a full stomach and a smile on your face.
It's always a good time. Always happy to come out and be a part of it. It's just, as you say, such a fun event all year long. Prizes, auctions, including the virtual auction that you can bid on right now, too.
Yes, for sure. And that lets us access other people who want to support us. It goes far beyond the community as a whole.
Perfect. All right. Well, yeah, again, lots of the money that raised goes towards all those projects you mentioned. And, of course, with the event happening on Saturday, circling back to what you first said this morning when we talked to you, it's fun. And that's why we want people to come on down. And is there anything else that you wanted to mention, Dwayne?
Well, 99.9% of those monies all stay in the valley in the Duck and Porcupine Mountains. Certainly, that's the people who supported us. We help the dolphin people out every once in a while for small amounts, and they come up and work on our projects and help us. But the money all stays goes to the fish. Nobody has a salary out of this. None of the volunteers at all.
No, it's going to be a great night, as always, at the Swan River Curling Rink. The doors open at 5 p.m. for the 37th annual Swan Valley Sport Fish Enhancement Banquet and Membership Supper. Is there anything we missed, Dwayne?
Well, you and I should have coffee around 5 when you get there.
All right.
Thanks to Fox. You guys are big sponsors of us. You give us a couple $1,000 worth of advertising for free. And we appreciate so much what you do. And you bring an enthusiasm and an energy level that we need.
Well, it's always a lot of fun. Glad to be there and looking forward to seeing you again on Saturday night.
Perfect. Thanks so much.